Ructions within the Australian Olympic Committee could come to a head today at a crisis meeting called in response to allegations of bullying within the organisation. The IOC is holding the extraordinary meeting after a former senior manager raised bullying allegations against the organisation's media chief, Mike Tancred. It comes amid a move to replace the long-serving AOC president, John Coates. Michael Edwards has this report.
Not everyone in the sports world seems to like John Coates, but what the Australian Olympic Committee president does seem to generate is respect.
Very powerful figure, had a great sense of direction, had a great sense of purpose.
John Coates has been the AOC head for 27 years, but his tenure now is under threat. He's facing a challenge to his presidency from former hockey player Danielle Roche. Dr. Ian Jobling is the Honorary Director of the Centre for Olympic Studies for the Queensland Olympics Council.
27 years in any position enables other people to say, well, maybe you should have done this, maybe you should have done that, but his legacy will be very much appreciated.
The challenge against John Coates coincides with bullying allegations made against one of his key deputies within the AOC, Media Chief Mike Tancred. One allegation of intimidation and bullying comes from former AOC executive Fiona De Jong. Another former staff member, Ryan Wells, alleges Mr. Tancred once confronted him and threatened to kill him. The crisis meeting comes ahead of the AOC's annual general meeting in May, where Danielle Roche is set to challenge for John Coates' job. Ms. Roche appears to have high-level support from other powerful figures within Australian sport, including John Wiley, the chairman of the Australian Sports Commission. If John Coates is unseated, Dr. Ian Jobling says Australia would lose an influential voice in world sport.
His current positions with the International Olympic Committee might be in jeopardy. So that is one of the reasons why Danny Roach and her supporters have suggested that there be a constitutional change or a change in the bylaws so that he became an honorary president of the Australian Olympic Committee, which would enable him to continue with the very important work that he's doing with the International Olympic Committee. So that would be an important point, I think, that needs to be considered when the elections are forthcoming.
Members of the AOC's board called this week's crisis meeting as they're concerned about reputational damage the bullying allegations might be causing the organisation. As for the public, what damage could the Olympics movement be doing to itself? According to RMIT sports marketing expert Professor Con Stavros, not much.
The fans generally love the day-to-day sport and the interaction. They tend to not worry about the politics too much, or if they are worrying about it, they tend to forget about it pretty quickly once the action really starts.
Sports marketing expert Professor Con Stavros sending Michael Edwards' report.